Hello, everyone. This is Lisa DeLay, and you are listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. This is Soul School Lesson 76, and today I'm going to be reading three different poems and reflecting a little bit on them, but hopefully you'll just be able to listen to them, reflect on them, mull them over. There's some really nice ones, and I'm really happy to share them with you. Unlike usual, I am actually taping this outside, and maybe you can hear some birds in the background or some passing cars. I'm hoping that you'll hear more birds than passing cars, but I decided to tape this outside because it was just such a lovely day. I have a couple other announcements too. I am a guest on a few podcasts recently, and by the time you hear this, you will for certain be able to hear my interview that I did on the Twisted Sisters podcast. Twisted Sisters. Yes, that's the name. And it was really fun to talk with those ladies, three ladies from the Twisted Sisters, and we had a really interesting talk. We talked about podcasting, but we also talked about the theology of prayer and theology of suffering and hospitality, a whole bunch of other things. The three ladies who do that one also start off their podcast with what they're drinking, what they're into, and they really have a lot of fun, and it's a relaxed environment. They tell the truth, they're really honest about things, and they don't hold back. So if you want to have a lot of fun and you're okay with saltiness and real talk about sex and other things, then you'll like the Twisted Sisters. They're my homies. The other one I'm going to be on soon is the Life After God podcast. And that podcast is with Ryan J. Bell, Life After God. And I've been in contact with Ryan for several years now, and he was on my podcast. I encourage you to link up with that. That was a really fascinating podcast. And we also talked about our girl crush on Jennifer Michael Heck. And we've kept in contact, and I really appreciate his work. So I think you might enjoy what we talked about on his podcast whenever that comes out. It's not out quite yet, but it'll be soon. In this year, 2017, I have wanted to focus more on poetry because there's something about using a sparse amount of words that can actually pierce through to some kind of deeper sense that we have, some kind of ineffable quality of meaning or even sense or reality that we sometimes don't get with the overabundance of words. And that's what's magical, if you will, about the arts, whether it's visual art or performing art or music. Art kind of pierces through a lot of the baloney around what a lot of rhetoric can't do. And I felt the need to get back to the arts and support them and honor them by featuring artists and poets on this show more in this year, and also by reading more poetry. So if you don't like poetry, this might be a gateway into appreciating it more. If you do like it, you can sit back and revel in it a little bit. So the three poems I'm going to read, the first one starts off with Cecilia Lompart, "Do Not Speak of the Dead." It starts off with a quote that's a Mexican proverb. "They tried to bury us. They didn't know we were seeds. I was born among the bodies. I was hurried forward and sealed a thin life for myself. I have shortened my name, and I walk with a limp. I place pebbles in milk and offer them to my children when there is nothing else. We cannot live on cold blood alone. In a dream, I am ungendered and the moon is just the moon, having a thought of itself. I am a wolf unmasked in the scent of its prey. I am driven, hawk-like, to the dark center of things. I have grasped my eager heart in my own talons. I am made of fire, and all fire passes through me. I am made of smoke, and all smoke passes through me. Now the bodies are just calcified gravity, built up and broken down over the years. Somewhere there are phantoms having their own funerals over and over again. The same scene for centuries, the same moon rolling down the gutter of the same sky. Somewhere they place a door at the beginning of a field and call it property. Somewhere, a tired man won't let go of his dead wife's hand. God is a performing artist working only with light and stone. Death is just a child come to take us by the hand and lead us gently away. Fear is the paralyzing agent, the viper that swallows us living and whole. And the devil wears a crooked badge, multiplies everything by three, you, my dark friend, and me. There's a lot of imagery there that I really appreciate. I'd have to read it over and over and over to kind of tweeze out the nuances for myself and all those layers of meaning. I really love all that imagery of fire and the moon and the hawk and the wolf. It's just so loaded. I hope that you can actually replay that poem a few times to yourself and just see what you can pull out of it, what seems meaningful to you. And there's a lot of power in this one, this poem. I love the feel of this, the kind of, there's a meat to this poem that I really like. And I'm still chewing on it. I haven't gotten to the point of being able to speak sort of intelligently on it, because I'm still just devouring this like meat, I guess you could say. I wanted to share that one with you. I found these poems at poets.org, and that poem was called Do Not Speak of the Dead by Cecilia Lompart. L-L-O-M-P-A-R-T. Now the next poem I'm going to read, by Jane Hirschfield from 1953, Zero Plus Anything is a World. Now sometimes there's these options on this page, and you can click and hear the poet actually reading their own poem. And sometimes I've really enjoyed hearing the voice of the poet, and other times when I've heard them read their own poem, it totally wrecks it for me. I kind of hate to say that, but sometimes it just seems so stuffy and weird, or their voice seems so strange. In my own voice, in my own head, I read it and it's more meaningful. So, gosh, that's just my opinion. I'm not a scholar in this. This isn't my field, but I really enjoyed poetry even as a young child, making my own poetry at about age 7, and also enjoying the Psalms and the prayers in the Bible, thinking of them as art. This one I really thought was kind of ingenious, kind of clever. And it's called Zero Plus Anything is a World. Jane Hirschfield. 4 less 1 is 3. 3 less 2 is 1. 1 less 3 is what? Is who? Remains. The first cell that learned to divide, learn to subtract. Recipe. Add salt to hunger. Recipe. Add time to trees. Zero plus anything is a world. This one and no other. Unhidden by each breath changed. Recipe. Add death to life. Recipe. Love without swerve. What this will bring. Sister. Father, mother, husband, daughter? Like a cello, forgiving one note as it goes, then another. I really love that poem because it's fairly sparse, but it just seems so packed. And the idea of this kind of math within our world, this kind of addition and subtraction of how the world is made up and how our world is added to and divided by, and zero plus anything is a world. I love the imagination and the potential of that. There's something really simple and really beautiful about that. And as a person who creates things, that just speaks to me on a really deep emotional level, but like a deep psychic level too. When you add something into your world, or when you add something new to your world from something that wasn't there and you add to it, you're creating a new world. I think it's kind of inspiring to me to think of that and also to share it with you. Now the last one is by Oliver de la Paz. Oliver de la Paz has one called Solve for X. It sounds like I'm math nerding out here, but this is very short. And I also thought it was tender and beautiful in a very solid, kind of ingenious way. When poets bring up new concepts in terms of adding things that together that normally don't get added together, and it creates sort of new images in my mind or new possibilities, I love that. That's a spark for my muse. I think that, and I love to share stuff like that that I find. And so when I ran across this poem, I thought, you know, it's time to share some poetry with my listeners. I want them to be inspired and sparked today and encouraged, and I want them to hear the birds. And this is kind of my summer poetry special for you. This one is called Solve for X. And in the outer world, the first, something smooth and wet, an X, skims across the tops of the crests in a succession of skips. The longest holds its space in the air, pauses, then descends into what is a cool sleep. X and all the faces of backlit animals gaze downward at you, their curious engulfed silhouettes, a spasm of radio and the accident of understanding what it means to be X, what it means to be held and kissed and gibbered to, as though you were something cast away and suddenly, miraculously, returned. Now, I haven't talked to Oliver, and I can't tell you for certain what this poem is about, but I envisioned that this poem could be about a baby in a crib and thinking of itself, not really as a self yet, perhaps, but starting to come to the conclusion maybe of that. Again, I'm spitballing here, and I'm fine with anybody weighing in and telling me what this actually means or what it means to them, as well as any of these other poems. I'd love to get into conversation about these with you. And if you want to tweet out to me at Lisa DeLay, or go ahead and send me a letter. You can send the letter to where I record, Ovation Enterprises, 49 South 2nd Street, Cressona, PA, Cressona, PA, 17929. I love getting mail. I wind up getting mail from all over the world, and I love writing back, too. So I'm happy to take your letters and hear from you. And if you have ideas about what these poems mean, or if you want to talk to me about a program that you heard, an episode or something that you enjoyed, or why you did, or even why you didn't. I might not answer the nasty ones. I never get nasty letters. I think I have the sweetest, most intelligent listeners in the world listening in 176 countries. It's really been fun to do this podcast. But Solve for X to me sounds like someone, little one, laying back in the crib and gazing at the backlit animals of those mobiles that people hang above cribs. And hearing a little radio and just kind of accidentally knowing that it belongs, this baby belongs to someone or has been put to bed, and knowing what it means to be held and kissed and gibbered to. To me, sounds like something you would do to a baby, how you would interact with a baby. And then as though you were something cast away and then suddenly miraculously returned, it sounds like a baby starting to understand what it's like to be put down in the crib and then picked back up again. And it sounds like the life of a baby to me. Should probably contact him and see if I'm right. It would be really fun to get into a discussion with Oliver de la Paz. That's my offering today, and I hope you found some juicy nugget or some encouragement or just some respite for your soul and something to ignite your muse today. I am going to have a lot of really great things coming up over the summer, such fantastic guests. Daniel Kirk is my next guest, just a wonderful, wonderful interview. And then directly after that is Padraig O'Tooma. And Padraig is a poet also, and he reads some of his own fantastic, fantastic poetry. But he's does more than that. He works at the oldest Center for Peace in the whole of Ireland. And it's just going to be a fantastic summer. So thank you so much for joining me. As you've been listening, I hope that you will share this episode and the whole podcast with your friends and your family and help spread it around. One of the things that really helps spread the show is just getting it in front of more eyeballs, which best happens through an iTunes review because it helps the algorithm and helps bring it in front of more people. So if you haven't reviewed the podcast yet, just do a search. If you're on your iPhone, do a search for the podcast and then find the reviews and then write your own. I would really appreciate that. And I will maybe read some of those reviews on the next Soul School. So tune in next week, next Wednesday. Thank you so much for listening. Have an awesome day. If you've listened to the show and you've thought, wow, I wish I could find out a little bit more about someone mentioned or a book or a website, that's what show notes are for. I've created an all-access pass, and you can access the access pass for just $1. It unlocks all show note episodes, too. It's a reoccurring $1 a month, and you can cancel at any time. Just go to patreon.com/sparkmymuse. Patreon is like patron with an E. patreon.com/sparkmymuse. Remember to subscribe to the show on iTunes or your podcast app, and I invite you to sign up for my newsletter at sparkmymuse.com. I try to send out a message once or twice a month. If you enjoyed the show, please rate it on iTunes. Thank you so much for listening.